This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. I use it with my patients at the Hoffman Center all the time. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to bring you something special, which is in the way of a tribute and some reminiscences about a great colleague of mine, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who, as many of you are aware, was one of America's foremost integrative oncologists. Working with cancer patients using a very, very unique and creative approach, who passed away last year. He was a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine. And today we're going to talk about how his legacy is being perpetuated, in part due to the stalwart efforts of Mary Beth Gonzalez, his wife, who is with us today. And we're going to talk about a new book that is just out that I recommend very highly, and also Foundation, which is dedicated to continuing the legacy of his innovative treatments for cancer. So, Mary Beth, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for inviting me here today to talk about my late husband's new book. He may have mentioned it a few times on your show before,
because
yes, he's been working on it for several years.
Yes, he continuously mentioned, in the last few interviews that we did, but you know he was a very, very careful and methodical worker, and he was saying, yeah, this book is going to be amazing when it finally comes out. And so here it is, and posthumously, unfortunately, but still, it really encapsulates his remarkable work.
It is exactly that. It is the culmination of his life's work. It's entitled The Conquering Cancer, Volume 1, and Volume 1 includes 50 pancreatic and breast cancer patients who are all treated on the Gonzalez Nutritional Protocol. And I'll talk to you a little bit about the book, but first I want you to understand what you're going to actually learn by reading the book and why I think you should be interested in buying it.
Okay, please.
What Nick did in this book is he wrote about a new paradigm for healthy living. He presented a broader view of cancer treatment and a real way to manage cancer, like one manages diabetes, and how to be healthy even though you have cancer. Third, Nick also debunked many of the cancer myths that conventional medicine and big pharma want you to believe. Included in the book is a wonderful foreword written by one of Nick's dearest friends, Dr. Hans Muhlenberg, and he shines a light on all the ways that we are being poisoned on by our planet right now and how we're poisoning ourselves. And then this book, Conquering Cancer, I feel really represents hope for cancer victims. And it's just the first in a series of Nick's cancer case report books that I'm going to be publishing. You mentioned earlier that he had been working on this series for a while. It was nearly finished when he died in July 2015. So a small team of us, led by Dr. Colin Ross, who had written several different scientific journal articles on Nick's work, have devoted the past year to editing and getting this book published because we knew that the world needed to know about this paradigm-shifting health information.
Well, yes, this is, I think, a very, very important legacy because it's important that the work be perpetuated because it's so original. It has such exciting implications for the treatment of cancer. So for those of our listeners who don't know who Nick Gonzalez is, you know, we have many listeners who actually have listened to him over the years as a guest here on this program. Can you encapsulate, I know it's very difficult, can you encapsulate his work or his approach to cancer? How was it that it differed from conventional medicine, but also it was very different from what has become sort of standard integrative medicine for cancer? I mean, some people I think are familiar with, you know, the use of green tea and the use of curcumin and the use of, you know, very low-carb diets for treatment of cancer. These are some of the popular techniques that are embraced by the alternative community. But Nick had a very unique approach.
He certainly did. And so the Gonzalez Protocol was really based on three pillars. The first was the destruction of the tumor itself via pancreatic enzymes. And then the second pillar was the importance of massive detoxification of all the poisons that are streaming from that deconstructed tumor and from the poisons that we've been harming our body with for many years, and have then played a role in the development of the cancer to begin with. And then the third pillar is how he built up an intensive way to support healthy tissues. He did that through positive supplements, vitamins, minerals, essential oils, and a very individualized diet that follows the 10 metabolic types that we originally heard about from, you know, the dentist, Dr. William
Kelly,
Donald Kelly. Mm-hmm. And yet Nick took that to the next degree. So there were literally over 100 different diets. And that's part of what makes the protocol so special, is that it's a customized program for the patient that with the supplements brings the parasympathetic and sympathetic systems into balance, strengthening the autonomic nervous system in a way that's completely individualized. And Nick is one of the few doctors who recognized that, you know, one diet does not fit all, but through the course of reading this book, you'll see that there's different diets for different types of cancer, and different diets for different, situations that these cancer patients were in.
Indeed.
Some of which based on their environment.
Okay, so you said a lot in just that last couple of paragraphs. Let's focus, I think, first and foremost on the enzyme therapy, which is really interesting because, you know, there's a tradition of using proteolytic enzymes in Europe, not to help digest food, but to actually break down areas of inflammation in the treatment of sports injuries to penetrate deeply into tissue. And yet Nick's work involved, and I know this because you know, he shared details of this with us, involved consuming literally handfuls of pancreatic enzymes. Not to help you digest food, not to help you, you know, get that steak through your intestinal tract, but to literally strip away the protective layer of the tumor to enable the body's own defenses to attack and break down the tumor.
Exactly. Nick recommended that these pancreatic enzymes were taken apart from meals, so often that meant a patient was setting the alarm for 2 o'clock in the morning to take their next dose of pancreatic enzymes. And the work was actually originally discovered by Dr. John Beard, which Nick wrote a book about, the enzyme treatment of cancer, to explain that whole theory and how pancreatic enzymes really are one of the best ways to fight off cancer and to break down the tumors themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's an important component, and literally patients would take how many pills per day in the treatment of, say, a pancreatic cancer?
So it could be between 200 and 300.
Yeah.
It really depended on the state of their cancer, how sick they were when they first arrived at Nick's office, whether they had already had some type of damage done via chemotherapy or radiation. So again, everything was customized and individualized.
Wow. Okay, so again, and let's say up front that this demands a special type of patient. I think not every patient with cancer was a suitable subject for Nick's therapy, that this required a real high degree of involvement, a real commitment to treatment, a certain amount of financial resources to literally afford supplements, which could be expensive. But the degree of success was actually in relationship to the level of commitment. And Nick sought out those exceptional cancer patients who were willing to go that extra mile in order to conquer their disease.
He certainly did, Ron. First, just practically, he could only take on so many patients in a day. So he took on the patients who he knew he could help the most. And there were three really important components to that decision. And one is that they had faith in the program and in the resulting compliance. And over in the book, Conquering Cancer, you're going to find examples of the negative effects of non-compliance and then how Nick counseled them through that, but also the resulting regression when patients were compliant. You'll also find in the book the importance of limiting stress and how much of an impact stress created the progression of the cancer in a patient's life. And so Nick would literally counsel them on how to, not just, what to eat and what supplements to take, but how to break down the stress and eliminate the stressors in their life. And that often included the third component, which was that it was important for them to have a genuine support system, really supportive family members, friends, and doctors who could make it easier for the patient to reduce their stress and therefore be compliant.
Indeed. So the second component that you mentioned is a detox component. And one of the things that when Nick explained his work is that the work was sometimes so dramatically effective at dissolving the cancer is that it seemed that the patients were getting worse rather than better. And that because there was a lot of tumor breakdown and the body reacts badly to, circulating immune complexes and literally the detritus of dying tumor, that it was essential to do very radical detoxification procedures. So how did that pan out?
So there were several different detox procedures that Nick recommended to literally get those broken down tumors and poisons out of the body. The most infamous are the coffee enemas that he recommended for his patients to do twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. But they also included detoxification procedures like a liver cleanse and a flushing of the system on a quarterly basis to clean out the system as best possible, along with juicing, cleanses, and some of the more commonplace detox procedures that you see.
I think dry brushing was one of his procedures that he recommended sometimes.
He did. He did. It really was based on, what the individual patient's needs were at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then there's the... And this, I think, is really the genius of the program is that, there's so much controversy about the, quote, the diet for cancer, as if there was one single, one-size-fits-all diet. And there are those who are proponents of a juicing program, vegan juicing. People go down to the Hippocrates Institute and consume gallons and gallons of raw juice in an effort to treat their cancer. And then there's the notion that's almost diametrically opposed, which is that people should go on a ketogenic diet, a diet that is virtually bereft of carbohydrates to starve the cancer because we know that cancers, certain of them, feed on sugar. And Nick, had a nuanced approach to this, didn't he?
He certainly did. He built on the work of Weston Price, and the work by Dr. Gellhorn on how to best balance the autonomic nervous system so that the parasympathetic and sympathetic systems were working together. And by doing that, there were certain foods and certain supplements that enabled that to happen. And it was going to be different for different patients. So, in theory, if you had one type of cancer, Nick would put you on more of a vegetarian type of diet. If you had another type of cancer, he'd put you on more of a carnivore diet, and then everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you'll read in this first volume of pancreatic and breast cancer patients are the different programs that he put them on. In volume two, which I'm going to be releasing in early 2017, we are going to cover 15 different types of cancer, as well as how the Gonzalez Protocol treated lupus and chronic fatigue mm-hmm. and diabetes through diet. And again, all individual diets customized to help the body best fight off the disease itself.
And what is your hope with the cancer, Conquering Cancer, Volume 1? Is that interested practitioners will use these case studies and the discussion of this methodology to carry on his work? Or are you hoping that patients will engage in enlightened self-care or a bit of both?
So first and foremost, I think this is a book for practitioners to help open their eyes to an effective means of treating disease through nutrition. The case studies actually provide indisputable proof that there's a better way to treat patients. And so hopefully we're going to open the eyes of practitioners. And through our foundation, the Nicholas Gonzalez Foundation, which I founded in December of 2015, it's a nonprofit 501c3 foundation. We are planning to train doctors in the Gonzalez Protocol so that we can help spread the word and create more opportunities for patients to actually be treated in this format.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also talking to some naturopathic schools about including the Gonzalez Protocol in their actual curriculum so we can get the protocol taught right there before, dare I say, you know, they've been too poisoned by, you know, conventional medicine and the conventional approach. So that those are two things that the foundation is focused on. And we're also focused on a documentary that tells the story of Nick's life, which is fascinating in and of itself. There's a book that we recently found in his computer system that completely revisits the autonomic nervous system and explains it in, from what I've been told by medical doctors, the most simple and eloquent way to understand how the autonomic nervous system works, and we're planning to publish that by the end of this year. So those are just a couple of the projects that the foundation are working on.
Well, that's really wonderful because I was afraid, and this is even while Nick was alive, I was really concerned that his work is so unique, and yet it was hard to share and impart the knowledge to others. And, lest a person die and his legacy remain unfulfilled, I think it's really important that we get the word out about this technique and that it is perpetuated. I mean, there actually have been brilliant cancer doctors. I can think of one, Dr. Emmanuel Ravisi, who clearly made some breakthroughs in the treatment of cancer over his 70-year career. He was still treating patients in his 90s when he passed away. But there wasn't much provision for an ongoing legacy, which would extend the benefits of his treatment insights to future generations of patients. So this is really marvelous, really acknowledge you and appreciate you for taking on this important project. And it really seems to be coming to fruition. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you. I have a very supportive board that is made up of some of Nick's previous patients and patients who were doctors themselves. And we are all committed to the training and the general education about the Gonzales Protocol and potentially doing some scientific studies to further support the Gonzales treatment. And you'll read in the introduction that Dr. Colin Ross wrote in Conquering Cancer about some of his suggestions on some scientific studies that could be undertaken to help us with that endeavor.
Well, that's great. This is a good point at which to pause because we divide our podcast generally into two parts. In part two, I'd like to focus on some of the particulars of the Gonzales cancer paradigm. We're talking today to Mary Beth Gonzales, the wife of the late Dr. Nick Gonzales, and his new book is Conquering Cancer, Volume 1. And we're also talking about the new foundation that's been set up to perpetuate his work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.